WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. Now, I'm all about starting your day strong, but let's be real, sometimes our emotions get the best of us, right? We all have those days where anger flares up like a wildfire, leaving us feeling hot-headed and out of control. But what if I told you there are powerful mindfulness practices that can help you tame those flames and stay cool under pressure? Today, we're diving deep into how to manage anger and emotions effectively using the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, sprinkled with a healthy dose of real-world practicality. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, traffic jams, frustrating coworkers, unexpected bills, you name it. But instead of letting those curveballs knock us off our feet, we can learn to respond with grace and composure. So, are you ready to become your own emotional guru? Let's get started. First things first, recognizing your triggers is key. Ever felt like a pressure cooker about to explode when your commute gets messed up? You know that feeling when someone cuts you off in traffic and your blood starts boiling? Identifying those situations that send your emotions into overdrive is the first step towards managing them. Think of it like this. Your emotional triggers are like landmines, knowing where they are helps you avoid stepping on them. Next, let's talk about reframing your thoughts. We often get caught up in negative thought spirals, thinking things like this is so unfair, or everyone's against me. But what if we could shift our perspective? Stoicism teaches us to focus on what's within our control, our own thoughts and actions, and let go of what isn't. Instead of dwelling on the frustration, try saying to yourself, okay, this is frustrating, but I can choose how I respond. Deep breathing exercises are your secret weapon for staying calm under pressure. Seriously, it's like a reset button for your brain. When you feel anger rising, take a few deep breaths, inhale slowly through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times until you feel that tension easing. It's amazing how quickly a few deep breaths can shift your mood from fiery to tranquil. Now, let me tell you about something called cognitive diffusion. Sounds fancy, right? But it's really just about separating yourself from your thoughts. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean it's true or that you have to act on it. Imagine your thoughts as passing clouds, observe them without judgment and let them drift by. Finally, remember the power of self-compassion. We're all human and we all make mistakes. When you find yourself getting angry, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend. Remember, anger is a normal emotion, it's how we manage it that matters. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're rushing to work, stuck in traffic, and the driver behind you starts honking incessantly. Your heart rate skyrockets, your blood pressure starts climbing, and you feel that familiar anger bubbling up inside. But instead of slamming on the brakes literally and figuratively, remember our mindfulness practices. Take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that the situation is temporary, and focus on what's within your control, driving safely and calmly reaching your destination. You just navigated a potential rage-filled road trip scenario with grace. So there you have it, 5 powerful mindfulness practices to help you manage anger and emotions effectively. Remember, being calm doesn't mean suppressing your feelings, it means responding to them with wisdom and intention. By incorporating these practices into your daily routine, you can become a master of your own emotional landscape. Ready to take control? I know you are. Now go out there and rock your day calmly and confidently. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. And if you have any takeaways or experiences you want to share, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep resetting those mornings.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.